Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
My next guest is Pat Pieson from Harvest Financial Group in Staunton, Virginia. And let me ask you a question. Do you want to retire soon? I would say by age 55, but I'm already beyond that. But we're going to talk about four ways to make it happen. Pat, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, my pleasure, Bill. My pleasure. Hey, I learned something after listening to the last couple of minutes of that last section. And that is, I got to stop making direct eye contact with my clients. They might get the wrong impression.
I think, you know what he was talking about? You know, you've seen people that just won't take their eyes off of you. You know, they're just staring you down. I think that's more what he was talking about. Direct eye contact is a sign of confidence. But if they just don't take the, you know, so I think you're okay. I think you're okay. I don't know you, but I think you're okay. But Pat, tell us a little bit about Harvest Financial Group, how you got started, and what you do for folks.
Well, we specialize in working with retirees and pre-retirees, and developing income generation and asset protection so they can have a comfortable, smooth retirement and develop that peace of mind. And I've been doing this. I'm 54 years old. Sounds like you're a little older than that. Right out of college for 31 years. And we're located in Staunton, Virginia, in the glorious Shenandoah Valley, full of wonderful retirees. And so that's our business model, pretty much right in line with the topic you're discussing today.
Well, it is right in line. A lot of our listeners, or most of our listeners, are age 50 plus. And they're thinking, you know, it's time to really get serious about this. Where is my income going to come from? How am I going to save up? Especially a lot of business owners these days, because they hit that 2008 to about, you know, just recently, and they put all the money. Sometimes there was a negative cash flow from their pocketbooks back into the business. So, you know, when people say they want to retire early, is it a case of money, or are there other factors?
Well, there are other factors, of course. You know, but speaking of money, it's a little more even trepidatious today because our interest rate environment is so low. And when you're dealing with really safe investments like government bonds or whatnot, and you get a 1% or a 2% rate of interest, it's hard to live on a cash flow unless you have a really big lump sum put away and maintain the same lifestyle. What I find, if people want to retire early, you talk about other factors, Bill. We live in a culture that is really conditioned to be busy, to be productive, to contribute, and make sure that our time is structured. And I think one of the factors people don't often take into account is, do they have enough activities to stimulate them in retirement, assuming they do have the money? Do they have athletic activities? A lot of people like to play golf. Do they have grandchildren and family to spend time with? Are there charitable endeavors that would make them feel worthwhile and fulfilled in retirement? And do they have enough structure to feel busy and productive? And there are other cultures where they can sit on the porch, you know, for 4 hours and watch the birds go by, which is great. But I find in our culture, we're really conditioned to have to feel valuable and contribute and have our time structured in a way where it could fill up those hours. Because every day is a Saturday, so to speak, when we're in retirement.
Excellent point. And it's something I've heard over and over again from some of the major groups that promote exit planning for advisors, is that it's key and important to have a life your post-exit life, so to speak, your post-retirement life. You've got to give a lot of thought to that, because things can get very boring very quickly, and then people will do things that they normally might, you know, not have done. It's not healthy for a lot of people too, right?
Yeah, and we can get into trouble. You know, as males like you and I, Bill, most specifically, we identify our self-worth a lot to our profession, you know, to our level of success. And if we, I find the people that in retirement that wind up, boy, dare I say, having, you know, health issues and aging quicker are the people that don't have stimulating activities or enough stimulating activities to sort of get the blood boiling and make them feel like, you know, each day they're contributing, their, you know, their efforts count in such a way. So, yeah, it's really important. And earlier in life, pre-retirement, in those years leading up to retirement, you know, I always tell people, you know, be careful. You want to build a lifestyle that you're somewhat used to some leisure activities as a part of your overall balance, because if you think you're going to turn it on for 30 years and just work your butt off and then all of a sudden turn that switch off, well, it doesn't work that way, you know, and it could really be a shock to the system in some ways, especially for males, I find.
That's a great point. We do get a lot tied up into our titles and our activities. And so, and the other danger, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you decide to retire early, but you have friends that are still working, you're going to find yourself alone a lot.
Yeah, you better believe it. You better believe it. Yeah, I have people that retire later, you know, in typical ages, late 60s, early 70s. And it's really funny. They come into my office and they say, you know what, Pat? We're way busier in retirement than we were working. And they kind of say it, you know, sort of complaining, but deep inside I know that makes them feel really, really good, because they have grandchildren that they're taking care of. They have hobbies and people they spend time with. And I think that's why, you know, one of the most, the biggest growing industries in America today are retirement communities. These retirement communities where people spend time with one another in the same age brackets, and, you know, they have their happy hour and they play their pinochle and their bingo and play golf, and it seems that they seem to live much longer than people who don't have community. So, yeah, especially if you retire early, you know, be careful if, you know, you don't have a peer group to spend time with. Something to consider.
So one of the bigger concerns also financially for people is health and health care. If they retire early, they're not ready for Medicare, and they might have left a job that had health insurance. What do you tell people about that to prepare for that particular sector of their life?
Well, there's certain things that lead to peace of mind, and being debt-free leads to peace of mind. Having enough income leads to peace of mind. And if you're lucky, and a lot of people aren't that lucky, they have health insurance that's carried over from their employer that very typically is a lot less expensive that they'll get on the free market. If it isn't, and if they don't have that luxury, you definitely want to do your research ahead of time to see, especially with the new health, all the new health rules out there, and they're based on income brackets and whatnot, that you're able to afford it. What are the costs going to be for you and your family? What are the costs going to be in the future? And you also want to make sure, you know, disability insurance, long-term care is something that can get very expensive later in life. So if you're able to get a policy early on to take care of that, that's going to take a big burden off you as well. And yeah, health insurance is a big, shall we say, gray area now about what's happening with the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, those are things that can wipe out people's fortunes in a hurry. And so let's talk about the portfolio design. What kind of portfolio does someone need to have to retire early? I mean, not only, you know, size or kind of maybe a multiple of income, but how do you allocate it these days to get some income and yield and not risk it all?
Well, there's the 4% rule, Bill, which has gone down over the years, and some people are even leaning more toward the 3% rule. And diversification, it's a, you know, word we've all heard, is really the key. You want to make sure, though, that you're prepared that if there is a big downturn in the market, that your investments aren't going to suffer so much. And if you're going to be retirement, most of us in retirement, the key when it comes to investments is income. It's not so much having a huge lump sum to buy a big yacht or something for most people. And I'm finding out more and more in my meetings, Bill, that leaving money to heirs is becoming less and less important. So having a portfolio, ideally, that generates enough or more than enough income of what you were used to living on while you're working through dividends and interest is going to bring a lot of peace of mind, because if we're selling principal or selling money to take investments, one big downturn I've seen it happen before on many occasions, could put a real wrench and people have to go back to work. So ideally, you'd like to take interest and dividends from your portfolio in an amount that's going to give you enough money to live comfortably in the lifestyle you're used to. So we want to get more conservative and typically get out of a little bit less of a 401k mentality and a little more into an income-generating portfolio that generates income and dividends.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's hard these days to find your traditional, say, bond portfolio that's going to yield even in that 3% range. And so the financial industry has responded with a lot of these types of income-generating products that will help people protect against living too long, correct?
Yes. And it's a whole level of expertise to try to get enough yield today. Let's face it, the government has pushed all of us up the risk curve with the stimulus and the printing of money and, trying to make, safety, if you will, very hard to get any yield with, and people have been pushed up the risk curve, so it becomes harder and harder. And sometimes you have to go into some alternative investments and private investments and be careful how you manage the risk, but they're designed to give you higher yield and to give you an income stream.
It's a really good point. It's a difficult time. A lot of artificial factors have factored into to create a situation where it's difficult to go with traditional types of structures and get what you need out of it without risking the farm. And I'm glad people like Pat Pizen are out there to help our listeners to understand what they need to do to develop a portfolio, prepare for retirement, and develop a healthcare plan and a portfolio plan. Pat, how do our listeners get in touch with you?
Our website is harvestllc.com, and our main line in Stanton, Virginia is 540-213-2126.
And if someone wanted to get in touch with you and just talk about their situation and how you might be able to help them, are you open to getting calls from our listeners?
Absolutely. I welcome it, especially from your station, which I like what you have to offer. And it seems like your audience is pretty much over the age of 50 or so and are thinking about these matters. So I think it's a good fit.
Thank you very much, Pat. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing some great expert tips for our listeners. And, I'd love to have you back on again another time. We can go deeper into some of these topics. But again, great to get to know you on the show today, and I look forward to the next time we speak.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate the time, and have a great day.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with our last guest of the day, so please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Business owners, if you came back from lunch and there was a resignation letter on your desk,
Which employee would you really, really not want it to be from? What are you doing to prevent this from happening? At Exit and Retirement Strategies, we design plans that attract, motivate, and retain key employees. For a free consultation, call Bill Black, the Exit Coach, at 866-370-3774. Call today.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.